Boy, you make one mistake in a read. Leave one word out.
Hey, you know, welcome to my world. Make a mistake and everybody just talks about it for years and decades and things like that. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. We're talking Tigers, trade deadline. Thank you very much. The trading deadline is now 25 hours away, and we will see what happens. I believe they're definitely going to get another reliever, whether it's going to be a top-of-the-line reliever like Bednar. I don't think, but they're going to get another guy who will be very useful without having to go too far in their prospect pool. The fact that the Giants basically are saying, all right, we're done. We got rid of our best or second-best reliever, who basically is a rental, and the Mets paid a lot for him. I think their top prospect they gave up was their 10th, their 15th, and some other player, but the fact that the Mets took care of, maybe if that's the only reliever they get, that takes another team out of the equation. Who knows? We'll see what's going on, because I think there's tons of relievers available. There's not tons of bats. That's why the Suarez price is steeper than most would think for a rental. And coming up in a momentarily, we're going to talk about what could be the latest craze going around this city if the Tigers keep winning games. Noah, you're on 97 on the ticket.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, this is kind of the window that I think we really need to just kind of go all in, you know, as a Tigers fan, and I've been, you know, watching around and went through some tough years, as we all have. You know, this is the year that we kind of have to kind of look at the big picture here, and unfortunately, as much as I hate to say it, like, I don't think Scoob is going to be coming back. You've mentioned it, and I've been, you know, holding off on saying it, but when you kind of look at it from a business side of things, you know, the dominance that we see from him is only going to last, you know, with him being 30, maybe 2-3 more years max. So you got to capitalize on what you got right now. So I wouldn't mind if they would be a little bit more aggressive and be willing to dig deep. I wouldn't like to see guys like Max Clark or McConnell go, but, you know, number three or Larizino, I can't remember that.
Laranza. I'm okay with him leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think that might be a leverage point for other teams, as they might be like, well, like, that guy's chump change for us. But, you know, I think we could leverage him, and I'd love to see a guy like Bednar. I know he's a premier reliever, but, you know, I think that's kind of the spark we need. I think offensively you could contribute a little bit more, but I think we're just really well-rounded, and we have guys like, I think getting carry back is huge, because that takes a lot of pressure off guys like Riley, who I think have been kind of feeling the pressures of maybe feeling like they need to do more than they have. But, yeah, those are just kind of my thoughts. I really think this is the time to go in. This is the window. And, you know, if that means kind of sacrificing the future, per se, I mean, like you said, like, the chances that those guys come up and be impact players, historically speaking, hasn't really worked out. So I think there's guys that you need to keep, but at the same time, shouldn't be afraid to do it right now.
Yeah, they shouldn't be afraid, no doubt about it. All right, I'm going to give you a name based on a tweet from John Paul Morosi.
Okay.
He says right now, a certain pitcher is available in the trade market. He's on an expiring contract. Out of respect to him, a future Hall of Famer, the Giants are open to working out a deal if it makes sense for him and the organization. Of course, I'm talking about Justin Verlander. Now, forget the sentiment card, because I don't think Scott Harris has any sentiment towards Justin Verlander. AJ Hinch might, because he managed him in Houston. So forget the sentiment. Oh, it'd be great if he had it. Let's look at it. He's had a horrible year. However, in his last 10 innings, he has given up, I'm looking here. Hold on a second.
One earned run in 10 innings.
Last 10 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 10 strikeouts, 6 walks, which isn't very good. But look, the season is, his ERA is 4.53. So he's not had a good season. His whip is 1.49. I contend, okay?
Let me ask you this before you give me. If his last name wasn't Verlander, would you want him here?
If it's a longtime future Hall of Famer who's pick another name, yeah. I'm not saying I definitely want him. I said it's something they can consider.
If the price, all of a sudden, the Orioles say, hey, you can have Charlie Morton. There you go. You taking him?
Possibly, yeah. Okay. For whatever they, you know, you're not going to give up a big prospect for him. That's for damn sure.
Okay, I'm just saying, I just didn't know if it was because it was Verlander.
No, here's the thing with Verlander. I could be wrong. I do believe that he's looking at it, well, no, they don't need him to start. I think Verlander is good enough right now, even at age 41, where he's that guy who can give you an inning every other game. You know what I mean? He could just put him in the pen. A little different than Smoltz was when he got shifted to the pen for a little bit. But that's...
Yeah, but he became a lights-out closer where...
Right. Verlander could. I don't know. For one inning, I'm not asking him to pitch more than an inning. It's just something to consider. I'm not going crazy about it. Thinking, oh, wow, no, Justin Verlander's available.
Tony, it's why we're here. Yes. We're just talking this through.
Exactly.
My thing is, I just wonder if it's Verlander.
Yeah.
If it was Joe Smith. He hasn't been pitching well. We're taking his last 10 innings. That's right.
Yes,
exactly. That's like saying, well, you know, look at Melton, his last 10 innings and what he's done.
Right, I know.
He doesn't have the body. Okay, before we get to ticket text, he doesn't have the body of work of Verlander.
Right.
What I am saying is Verlander is clearly on the downside of his career.
Yes.
So, yes, if you're parting ways with your 13th or 14th best prospect, and that's all it costs you.
Right.
Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Right, right. Now you're not going to go crazy for this.
David, it'll sell tickets. His comeback, the ballpark. I mean, imagine his first game back as a starter. David, why are you laughing at me?
Because right before you brought this up, I looked at Kenny, saw the news, looked at Kenny, and I said, this is all Detroit needs. This we love nostalgia. Bring a guy back.
That's why I said it has nothing to do with who he was.
This should never be done. I get it. It wouldn't cost a lot. Yeah. I understand it. He sucks. He can't help this team.
He sucks as a starter.
He can't help this team in the bullpen. I would never do this, dude. Okay. I would never do this. Everyone's going to want it because it's Verlander. Please, please. Don't do this.
Well, Scott Harris has no allegiance to him, so that's why. But, you know, it won't happen because.
This is typical Detroit. Well, everyone's going to call now and text. Hold on. I want Verlander back.
Hold on. David, it won't happen because you think Scott Harris is going to do nothing, so you don't have to worry about it.
You're right. Thank you.
Okay. You don't have to worry about it. Go to sleep tonight. Worry. Nothing's going to happen, so you don't have to worry about Justin Verlander. Let's go to MJ. You're 97 on the ticket.
All right, well, I'm just hoping that Eugenio Suarez is still in the city. But what I also wanted to say was I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to start growing mustaches out here.
Wow.
Because we're going to need to start petting those to get the boys back.
That's more Detroit than Verlander coming back.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know about petting them. Yeah, okay.
So when you're obviously not saying literally don't let Sanchez leave town, right? Or Suarez, excuse me.
No, I'm saying literally.
Well, it's not that he's a free agent. It's not like when a free agent comes to visit and you meet with him and you just have to, you know, you don't let him get on that next plane or leave your office because you basically say, I'll keep going till you sign the contract. This is a trade. They can't do that.
I mean, I thought they were trying to break his hand so that he'd be in the hospital for the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, we talked about that the other day.
I don't think that happened.
No. Look, who knows? Maybe other teams don't want to pay the price as well. Look, here's the other thing, and don't take this the wrong way, but if you have Suarez and you already have Riley Green, and we'll get to his mustache in a second. You have two of the leading guys. Riley Green obviously leads the American League. Suarez is like 10th in the National League right now at strikeouts. So you're going to have guys who just strike out a lot.
Feast or famine.
Yeah, so just you have to keep that in mind as well. All right. He brought up the superstition that's going around town. What everybody needs to do, according to some Tiger fans, and we'll tell you that. Coming up next, 97 won the ticket.